For the holidays a year ago, Ensemble Theater reached back into its treasure trove of holiday fairy tale musicals and brought back Cinderella, an amusing, family-friendly show. It was a hit, so popular that conversation began quickly about doing a sequel this year. The new show, Cinderella After Ever After, is by the same creative team and features the same cast that entertained audiences a year ago. The new show's world premiere is this week, opening on Wednesday. Here to tell us more about the show are Cinderella and Prince Frederick. Well, actually, it's actors Brooke Steele and Patrick Phillips. Welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Great to have you here. I understand that conversation about the show began while you were still performing last year's revival of Cinderella. Is there anything you can tell us about that?
Well, we did talk a little bit about it. I never thought it would really come to fruition, but it did. And it's a wonderful script. It's really exciting to see what happens to all these characters in the next step.
I'm not sure that anyone doesn't know the story of Cinderella, but you do something at the beginning of the show to sort of brief people on how this particular story has unfolded. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So the beginning of Cinderella After, we give a little brief recap of what happened in the events of the first Cinderella, so that anybody that didn't happen to see the first one will have all the knowledge that they need to know in order to enjoy this one.
So that's in part because the characters of Cinderella and the prince are a little different than they are traditionally interpreted. They are both kind of bookworms and don't really like being in the public spotlight. And so there is a little need for sort of briefing people on, you know, who these guys are.
Yeah, there's no glass slipper in our Cinderella. It's high top shoes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The show is a very family friendly sort of thing, as are all of these holiday musicals. But there's always a lot of humor involved in them that I've always found that adults can enjoy, too. And I have to imagine that with the sort of theme here of After Ever After, perhaps even a little bit more humor for the grown-ups who are bringing their favorite children along to see the show.
I think that this show in particular for the family holiday shows really does have a lot for adults, because it's about Cinderella and Freddie trying to plan this engagement ball. And anyone who's ever planned an event, especially with a demanding family, which both Cinderella and Freddie have, can relate to the shenanigans that follow.
Yeah, I've recently started to relate it to kind of like Christmas Vacation, or like one of those kind of movies where like everything just goes completely awful and they have all these problems and whatever they're trying to plan is just destroyed. But in the end, the family comes together, they accomplish their goal, and they grow together.
So if people saw Cinderella a year ago, they'll enjoy a reprise of all those funny characters, especially the one-upping stepsisters who are being played again. They're Clarissa by Tori Wiggins and Priscilla by Sarah Mackey. Having read the script, I know that a lot of their sass and competition is written in, but I have to imagine with the two of them that maybe they ramp it up a little bit when they're actually on stage performing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The way they play with the text is in that one-upmanship is unbelievable. The way they put it in the awkward bodies of the stepsisters is just so much. It's me and Darnell Benjamin, who plays Gaston, are like off stage right while their big number is going on. It's a joy. It really is a joy.
An interesting challenge. And they aren't the only ones. I know that with Deb Girdler, who might be the longest veteran of these holiday shows, is playing their domineering stepmother, whose name for this particular version is Brunhilde, if that tells you a little bit about her. And extravagant, I think, would be an adjective we would use to describe her. So she's one of the difficult parents as the engagement party is being planned, who has to be dealt with. And then the other big veteran from many of these shows is Michael Bath, who's playing the king, Frederick's father, who's a little stingy about things.
Yes, a little stingy. One of the really fun things with the humor and everything is Joe McDonough, who wrote the script, was telling us, you know, I wrote this with you guys in mind. So that with seeing Sarah and Tori and how they take what he gave them, already thinking of them, is just, it's a really neat process.
And then we have Gwendolyn, not the fairy godmother. She's what's called the well-wisher. Brooke, tell us a little bit about what that means exactly.
Gwendolyn doesn't want to do magic. So everything in this show is about us choosing our own path. And every person has the ability to set themselves on the right path. They just have to choose what they want to do. And so Gwendolyn doesn't force anything in the other show. And that's where we run into some trouble in this show, is she maybe has a little magic up her sleeve that we
that
didn't
doesn't
know.
Quite turn
yeah,
out
it doesn't
way.
Quite turn out the way Mm-mm. she intended. So previous to that, she only gives us advice. And then she'll do like a little magic just to help things on their way. But
yeah, push you along your way. Yeah.
Yeah, wish you well. That's right. She has a little musical cap.
That, yes.
That happens whenever she's wishing people well. And that sort of like, I think it sort of says, good luck and move on. So you mentioned Joe McDonough. He is working again with, and Joe's the playwright, working with David Kaiser, who's the lyricist, and Fitz Patton, who's the composer. How closely do you get to work with these folks? And is someone music directing the show then?
Yes. Joe McDonough and David Kaiser have been in most rehearsals, and Scott Woolley is music directing.
Ah, okay.
And it's so cool to be in the room and to be able to spitball ideas with them about maybe a line change. So we feel like we're really part of the creative process of this show.
And that has to be an interesting opportunity for you, because you've played these characters before. So at least, even though they are evolving somewhat in this piece, nevertheless, you have a foundation that you're building upon. Brooke, do you want to say a little more about the character of Cinderella and who she is? And because she's having some second thoughts this time around.
She is. She's feeling a little overwhelmed by everything going on around her. Cinderella is not like the Cinderella you may know. She would much prefer to read her philosophy books and hang out in her garden with her friends, Aristotle, Socrates, and Plato, who are played by some of the wonderful apprentices at ETC this year. And they are a spider, a crow, and a toad. She, in the first one, just did not want to go to the ball. She wanted to spend time at home and hang out with her friends. But then she finds out that Freddie also enjoys philosophy and hanging out at home.
And isn't all that excited, really, about being a prince?
No. Yeah, all that responsibility. It's also, he just is a character that doesn't have a lot of confidence. And I think it's when he meets Cinderella and finds someone like himself that he starts to come out of his shell, too.
So part of this show, then, is really about not rushing decisions about things and trying to spend enough time to really find out your true selves, I guess. And that's one of the wonderful things about these musicals that Lynn Myers presents every year at Ensemble Theater, is that while they are based on a fairy tale and there's lots of fun going on with them, there's usually, I don't want to call it a moral even, because that seems a little too strong, but there's always a message for kids to pick up on, and even something that grown-ups can or ought to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So it really makes them a lot of fun. As we wrap up here, I wonder if either of you have a favorite moment in the show with your particular character that you'd like to mention.
My favorite moment in the show right now, it comes very early on, where me and Brooke do this really sweet, soft shoe song and dance. And it's very much reflective of the joy of their relationship in the first one, when they first met, and then when they were reunited at the end. And it's their first moment alone amidst all the craziness of planning the engagement ball. Mm-hmm. And it's a very sweet song, and it's a very fun dance.
Brooke, what about you?
I think my favorites are getting to watch the other performers. We spend a lot of time on stage, and so we get to see their numbers. Mm-hmm. And it's just so fun to see Mike Bath and Deb Girdler and their tango.
Yeah, they do a tango, yeah.
And I get to be in the middle of Sarah and Tori's fight.
Well, all of you out there listening can enjoy watching some of these wonderful moments, too. Cinderella After Ever After opens on Wednesday and continues through December 30th with lots of family-friendly showtimes. There are some early evening hours and weekend matinees, so you should have a good opportunity to bring children and anyone else who you think might enjoy it. For more information about this world premiere production at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Brooke Steele and Patrick Phillips, playing Cinderella and Prince Frederick at ETC. Thanks for coming by for this conversation.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.